This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So if you're an establishment shill like Howard Stern, you can get up there and make fun of dead Sandy Hook kids all day. The media praises you for it. As long as you're doing it in my name, then you're fine. But if you're really exposing the fact that Google and Apple and others are moving to China, helping oppress their own people, transferring U.S. technology, well, then you get taken off air. You get blocked. And that's what's happening. Twitter doesn't take you off if you're ISIS or Al-Qaeda or you're creating racial division. You have civil rights lawyers, famously represented a lot of black folks who were actually persecuted, coming on later, and he'll break that down. That the establishment funds cases and groups that are divisive, not cases where it's a slam dunk that somebody was actually abused for a racial reason. So that's coming up with our next guest in studio. But I wanted to play a clip from this very powerful Tucker Carlson piece that's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that really needs to be shared, because Twitter has begun banning people, banning them, not just freezing their account, that respond to any public figure, leftist journalist with "learn to code" meme. Now, they're not doing it because it's a hate symbol or whatever the left defines it as. They're doing it because it's the truth and it's effective. And it's what they told us about the service economy for the last 30 years while we were being purposefully deindustrialized. So Tucker does a great job, but the last piece of the equation is they're banning it because it's witty, it's common sense, it makes sense. And these little snowflakes that are in this authoritarian system can't handle somebody giving them their own medicine back. So here is that clip from last night's Tucker Carlson.
Well, the past couple of weeks have been pretty awful for American journalists. Hundreds of reporters and editors at places like Huffington Post and BuzzFeed lost their jobs, victims of systemic changes to their industry. No matter what you think of those sites, it's sad. Anyone who's lost his job knows it's very tough. Now, those journalists suddenly have a lot in common with millions of other Americans, factory workers, loggers, retail clerks, coal miners. All of them and many more have seen their way of life disappear thanks to technology or outsourcing or private equity. This kind of thing has been going on a long time. Now, in previous cycles, what we used to call creative destruction, journalists had ready advice for newly unemployed blue-collar workers. Just learn to code. Coding is the future. Stop whining and embrace it. Here's a selection of headlines you might remember on that subject. This one's from NPR. From Coal to Code, a new path for laid-off miners in Kentucky. From Wired, the tech evangelist magazine. Can you teach a coal miner to code? From CBS News, out-of-work coal miners find new work in computer industry. And this from Bloomberg, Appalachian miners are learning to code. And from the venerable New York Times, the coders of Kentucky. See, it's that simple. Let's say you spent 30 years making a solid middle-class living in a paper mill in northern New Hampshire. Then one day the mill shuts down, sold for scrap to China. Happened a lot, but no problem. Just learn to code. Everyone in Brooklyn's doing it. Well, coding was never a real solution to any of this, obviously, but it had the effect of making journalists feel even more self-satisfied. And, of course, that was the point. It's always the point, actually. Fast forward to this month. Someone on Twitter came up with a pretty brilliant piece of advice for all those laid-off journalists trying to figure out what to do with their lives. Learn to code. Perfect. Suddenly, learn to code was everywhere on Twitter. But journalists didn't see the humor in this at all. A former New Yorker employee called Talia Lavin called the phrase, quote, far-right hate. People who went to Wesleyan shouldn't have to learn to code. So they complained to the censorship authorities at Twitter, who immediately concluded that asking someone to learn to code might be, quote, targeted harassment, but only when it's directed at people who used to work at BuzzFeed. For the paper mill guy in New Hampshire, coding is still the future.
And let's be clear, Twitter especially and Facebook as well are bullying re-education camp digital brainwashing centers. So they all gang up, they all bully, that's all encouraged. But if you organize back with something witty to them that they've used on you, well, now you're banned. It's all a rigged system for cowards to bully and attack. That's what the left is.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars. And in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape rocked by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuums are full space safe. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, but is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones. News today.
All right, folks, we're now well into the second hour and riding shotgun for the rest of the broadcast today. It's Robert Barnes, a trial lawyer. He wins high-profile cases for clients in civil, criminal, and constitutional law. He was featured in the UK Times and AP as America's most successful political gambler. Robert Barnes has vowed to sue the reporters and celebrities who have perpetuated the false statements and attacked the Covington High School students. In fact, guys, cue up the clip if you can, the full clip, Bill Maher gets into the attack. I want to play that. He's also given them 48 hours to retract and apologize. That now was last week, after which he will begin filing defamation lawsuits. So it's great to have you here in town. Thanks for coming to town.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, I had a great time last night at dinner with you, us comparing notes just about how the world really works, the whole fake civil rights movement, because I know you've been involved in the civil rights movement, and where you see the whole world going. So in part two of the interview next hour, we should get more into that and just where you see this country and the world going. But the latest update on the story still captivating people's attention, the attempted frame-up by the media and leftist groups of the Covington High School students that you represent.
Absolutely. So what we are sending out this week are intent to sue letters that are going to be demand letters that no longer can they just simply delete or correct or apologize. They have to take further remedial action. They can delete their account. They can pin a tweet that says what they said was wrong about the Covington kids. They can propose other settlement terms. But those will be the terms that will be sent out this week. And if they don't remedy it within a week, they don't come up with some sort of settlement solution that is satisfactory to the family, that protects these families' kids moving forward, then the net effect is going to be they're going to be sued, and sooner or later they're going to face a Covington judge and then a Covington jury.
Why was this an important case to you, and why do you think it captured people's attention so much? Because it really was, as the president said, as I and others said, it was a tipping point where people really got how fake and how organized mainstream news is to put out unified deception.
Absolutely. I mean, what it is it's really sort of this last vestige of that's outside of the cultural mind control of the left. So the left overwhelmingly has influence in the entertainment industry, in the educational industry. Most university faculty are to the left. Most public education teachers are to the left. Most of Hollywood is to the left. Most of the mainstream media is to the left. So they have so much of the control of the means by which we shape people's minds in the country and in the world. One of the few places left that's a pushback against that, other than people like yourself, Alex, are Christian schools, little evangelical schools, little Catholic schools across the country that are teaching traditional values, traditional ideas, traditional ideals, respecting the sort of tradition of empiricism that the Western educational structure.
Little islands of sanity and wholesomeness.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And that's the and if so offends the institutional left and the mindset left and the mind control left, that their obsession is we have to suppress it, we have to shame it, we have to censor it, we have to repress it. And they chose a bunch of kids going to Washington, D.C., who are just enamored with being in the nation's capital, enamored with this opportunity to express their political beliefs, to participate in one of the greatest American democratic experiments, the world's democratic experiments ever. And they're the ones targeted with this campaign, meant to censor them, meant to shame them, and not only that, meant to scare and terrorize everybody like them anywhere in the world.
And Democrat members of Congress, days after it happened, saying, ban the red hat, ban people under the age of 18 wearing it, such open authoritarianism when they knew good and well that the, quote, elder is a political activist. He'd marched over and tried to cause a confrontation. The kids had already moved once away, if you watch the full 30-minute video, trying to get away from him. They were waiting for their bus. But the whole media said that, no, they were impeding the poor native who just tried to walk up the stairs, that poor baby. When mainstream media had the full clip, it took us 5 minutes to find it that Saturday, and to say, look at this incredible setup. So it's this concerted bullying, and almost all these kids, some of them look like they're 10 years old, they were so innocent, they were jumping up and down with the drumbeat, they were having fun, and then mainstream media lies and says that they were saying, build that wall, and or saying, you know, we can rape women if we want. Members of Congress have put tweets out saying, they were saying we're allowed to rape people. Just bizarre, insane garbage.
Precisely. I mean, you look at what happened. These kids are being taunted by this group of black Hebrew Israelites who are calling them cracker, who are actually also making fun of the Native Americans in the area, calling them Uncle Tomahawk, all of these racist references. These kids don't try to get into a fight with them, don't try to dispute them, don't try to question them. Instead, all they try to do is, hey, let's do some school cheers. And part of their school cheers is the haka, which is one of the great tribal dances anywhere in the world. And doing the haka isn't disrespect, it's respect, it's honor. It's one of of the tribal traditions of the Hori tribe from New Zealand and from South Australia and other parts around the sort of the Tahitian world, all the way up through there. And they do the New Zealand rugby band, the rugby team, does it every game. They sort of invite their competition to come out, and they do their haka. And they're called the All Blacks for the New Zealand rugby team. And it's a great tradition that's one of the greatest sports dances of any kind in the world. Here they are doing this, and not long after that, they see a Native American come up with a drum. So they think he's participating. They think he's supporting. That's why they're doing the cheers. They think he's part of it. They don't think he's against them. They think he's with them. And then all of a sudden, the people behind him are starting to chant names at him, call them names, tell him to go back to Europe.
We're going
to
cut your organs out.
Oh, it's just one horrible thing after another.
So you have such innocence coming up against this out-of-control, crazed, leftist evil. Because this same guy, this same native elder, had gone to a Catholic church during Mass with 20 people beating a drum, trying to get his ass kicked. He goes to universities, confronts people. It's the same provocateur garbage. I wonder what's going to happen to him, because he went on NPR and other news channels saying he was afraid. He was protecting these poor black people from these evil white demons. But in reality, we know what he was doing. He was trying to lead the black Israelites into a confrontation to have a racial incident happen so he could phrase that. That's his job.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Robert Barnes is here. He, of course, represented a lot of famous people. Wesley Snipes, you name it. He takes on the system big times at Barnes_Law, Barnes Law, LLP. And he's representing the Covington kids, some of them. Others have some other lawyers as well. And you say, great, the more the merrier. You're doing it pro bono just to get other lawyers to trigger and get the stampede going. Because as you said, this is lawfare they're using to shut down conservatives and others with this info. This is clearly premeditated garbage. With a group that works for Facebook called Now This, being the first to put both videos out of these so-called Native women a few months ago in D.C. again. I was at a public place. People knew I was there. They come up. They call me a white monkey. My mother's married to her brother. I had to go back to Europe. And I said, man, that's really racist. And she'd go, I'm just a veteran. Why are you harassing me? We have the raw footage. Well, this was all edited together, and they work in concert. So the left is all about deception. But, okay, I'm not as sympathetic as these young people, and I also got back in their face. That's why they're in so much trouble with the situation with Covington, because they handled it just right.
That's precisely right. These kids did what we would want our kids to do. They didn't react. They didn't respond. They didn't attack. They didn't try to initiate or instigate or further the confrontation. Instead, they just did their own school cheers. And then when somebody came in the middle of their group who is an agent provocateur, who has a lifelong history of being a provocateur, that's what he does. He's a lefty protest provocateur. People like Clay Travis were right away saying, look, I know the guys like this since the 1990s when I lived in D.C. You couldn't go to the Lincoln Memorial without somebody doing some crazy protest. And it was instigating confrontation. And the irony here was the things that Nathan Phillips accused the kids of were actually things that the Black Hebrew Israelite group behind him was doing. He claimed that he was defending the Black Hebrew Israelite group from chants of build the wall and racial taunts. Those were coming from the Black Hebrew Israelite group, not from the kids. Kids weren't chanting build the wall. Black Hebrew Israelites were talking about build the wall. The kids weren't saying racial taunts. It was the Black Hebrew Israelites who were doing every racial taunt known to man. They did racist taunts against black students who were part of the Covington group. They were doing it against Native Americans who were in the area. They were doing it against white kids. It didn't matter what race or ethnicity you were. They were chanting some crazy racial slur. So he was propagating and helping to instigate and further it. And when the Black Hebrew Israelites were unsuccessful creating a viral video,
because the kids moved away 50 yards.
Exactly. They move back. They move internal. They look at each other and they start doing chants. And so all of a sudden their whole scandal, their intended viral video, is completely falling apart. Their whole plan on attacking these kids and what those kids represent is falling apart.
And look, even the Native Americans can't help but dance with the kids.
Oh,
even though they're trying to start a fight with them, the whole tribal of humans coming together, they can't help themselves.
Exactly. And often when they're laughing at their own inability to dance. That's what you can tell. Like he's one of them who's trying to do something, and he's laughing at his own failure to be able to dance as well as the people around him.
So the media then tries to spin this. And one thing about you is you're a real civil rights lawyer that's actually gone out and fought some of the rare, but they do exist, white supremacist type groups and represented a lot of people dealing with that. But you're like the old-fashioned Southern lawyer. You're from Tennessee, folks who don't know, who actually stood up for everybody like an Atticus Finch or something, instead of the left now just adopting all the old racial tactics because that they think is going to work with people. And so last night you were breaking down like Black Lives Matter, how they always choose a bad case to actually create division. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely. So I represent someone who died in custody in Milwaukee jail, in the estate of Perry, James Perry. They treated him like he was just a garbage bag. And he died. I mean, he had epilepsy. He had diabetes that was untreated. They weren't treating it. He told them about this. They ended up, here he is. He has these things coming from his mouth. They spit mask him. They basically tie him up, and throw him inside.
And guys, let's humanize him. James Perry died in Milwaukee. We can pull up an image of some of his articles.
Sure. So this is a nice guy. This is a guy who has his family. It's his family. He has a young child. He made a mistake. He was in jail, but he hadn't been convicted of anything. He hadn't been convicted of any crime. He was simply in jail awaiting his arraignment. He tells them up front, by the way, I have these untreated medical conditions. They do nothing to treat those medical conditions. He ends up being treated. In fact, one of the police officers tells him, if you're going to act like an animal, I'm going to treat you like an animal. He was urinating on himself. He was defecating on himself, and they were giving him no treatment. They left him in isolation. Then they let him die right in front of him on the medical room floor. And so I bring that suit. Can't get the groups like Black Lives Matters or other politicized groups like that to even be involved. They won't be engaged. They won't support it. Instead, they pick cases that look like a caricature of civil rights. They look for guys with long rap sheets, guys who had problematic conduct, guys who often were being confrontational, because their political objective and political goal is to trigger racial divide and racial divisiveness. It's not to actually help the African-American community. It's not to help obtain and achieve civil rights for ordinary people. It's entirely intended to support a politicized agenda that isn't about the rights of everyday people, including whether they're white, whether African-American, whether Latino. And I've represented those people all across the country for the better part of 20 years, fighting various forms of abuse, whether that abuse is by an employer or by the government. But they're often not there. Often the political left is not there to support them.
They're not there when it's cut and dry, because a black guy with diabetes having convulsions, being allowed to die by cynical people, we're all going to come together and say that's wrong and repudiate it. But if it's a big black guy with a big criminal record charging cops, trying to attack him, and all the witnesses say he was attacking him, well, just say that he didn't attack him, because that'll make whites think it's unreasonable, and then a lot of black folks will still buy into it, and now you have real division, and now you keep it going forever.
Precisely. I mean, they've actually made civil rights cases harder for all of the civil rights lawyers in the country to bring, because now more and more Republicans and more conservatives think that if you're bringing an allegation, that the allegation is likely false, when the allegation is likely true. But because they have discredited the civil rights movement by politicizing it and bringing the worst cases to public light, bringing the least credible cases, I mean, there's a reason why the NAACP picked Rosa Parks. They didn't pick like the drunk bum who was harassing people on the bus. They picked Rosa Parks because that united.
She'd been at work all day. She was tired.
Absolutely.
She didn't have a criminal record.
American, a pure, great American. It recognized that Americanism transcends race, transcends religion, transcends politics. That's what they don't want, because they want divisiveness. They want divide. They want conflict. They want confrontation. Also, if you're the Democratic Party and you fail to deliver for the African American community going on almost 50 years now, you haven't then you're in a political position where you have to keep getting people to vote for you without actually delivering any substantive material benefits.
So instead, you're just going to protect them from the bloodthirsty cops that are trying to kill you. But then there's only maybe a few hundred people innocent a year that get shot. It's still a problem if you're the person happening, but it becomes this giant diversion from thousands dead a year in Chicago at each other's hands.
Precisely. You need a solution. You need a problem that you have no solution for. Because the moment there's a solution, then that takes the entire thing all apart. And once you have a solution, there's no need to vote Democrat anymore. If you actually achieve economic equality for the African American community, then the net political effect of that is going to be they don't have any reason to vote Democrat anymore. They'll vote for whoever is best advocating for their interest. So you need them dependent, and the only way you keep them dependent is a permanent state of victimhood, and the only way you create a permanent state of victimhood is you don't solve the problem.
And by the way, people figured this out, but it's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary, with top psychology professors, going, well, we've been using culture war and racial division, but we suggest we turn the heat up. And they're in the emails going, how do we turn it up? Well, you've seen that the last 3 years. They have turned it up.
Precisely. It's not a coincidence that Black Lives Matter all of a sudden appears on the scene around the same time President Obama is failing to deliver material benefits to the African-American community. And it's not a coincidence it suddenly disappears once the election is gone. We've heard very little from them politically for quite a long time. So this is entirely politically manipulated, not designed.
They're designed to suck the oxygen out of the room.
Precisely. They're designed to increase divisiveness, because as long as people hate each other, they can't unite against their real adversary, which is the institutional corporate political structure that suppresses their rights and represses their economic opportunity.
And because in even the power structure there are reformers, but by having this big fight, it just diverts it away from reform.
Precisely. That's the whole goal. That's the whole objective.
Stop reform. And Trump, I would say, has been trying to reform. Doesn't mean he's got it all done, but he's a reformer.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've got a intrepid reporter and patriot there at the Kentucky Catholic High School. We'll be going to Stuart Rhodes here of Oath Keepers in just a moment. And since I mentioned it, here is Bill Maher blaming the young people a week after it was admitted that they didn't start the argument, they did nothing wrong, still blaming them, and then making a pedophilic joke. Here it is.
But the black Hebrews started to mix it up with these Catholic high school kids who were there from Kentucky. Right. Okay. And they were there with a big pro-life march. And then a Native American elder playing a drum got in the middle to mediate. And now it's a big thing. And, you know, people saying the kid. I don't blame the kid, the smirking kid. I blame lead poisoning. And bad parenting. And, oh, yeah, I blame that kid. What a little prick. Smirk face says, please. Like, that's not a dick move at any age to stick your face in this elderly man. And this smirking kid says he was just trying to defuse the situation. But really? You know what? Next time you get into a fight with your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, try that. Try see if it diffuses the situation. Yes. Yes, me, this kid should have done what everyone does during a drum solo. Leave. But really, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time, I must tell you, around Catholic school children. But I do not get what Catholic priests see in these kids.
Well, you know what you get. The name of your production company is Kid Love, and we have clips of you saying that 12-year-olds should be able to have sex with 35-year-olds because it's just love. The actual slogan of NAMBLA, but that's a side issue. We have Robert Barnes, lawyer for some of the young people who first started the ball rolling pro bono, here in studio with us. And we also have Stuart Rhodes at the scene there at Covington High School in Kentucky. He's running an operation, founder of Oath Keepers, pops in with us. Robert, pop in anytime as well here. But you've got a press release out on this, call to action, standing up for the students of Covington High, because here we are 2 weeks later, they're still putting out disinfo attacking him.
Absolutely. We have Homeland Security here, as well as law enforcement, because of the nationwide libel and slander against these students that has caused terrorists from the political left to jump on them and for the first time in our nation's recent history, threaten children with death. It's disturbing and disgusting. And so we're here to offer our protection to the students going to and from school and if they need it at their homes.
Well, that's great. And I want to get your report more on that. There's really high wind there, Stuart. If you can jump in your truck or your car, we'll come right back to you at the next segment. But I want people to be able to hear exactly what you say. Robert Barnes. Again, this case is super important because it illustrates the entire spectrum of disinformation and a corporate press ready to join together in fraud, and it shows who their enemy is, independent little islands that haven't fallen to Hollywood's control. What comes next, and what do you make of Bill Maher?
I think Bill Maher's biggest mistake was, even though he's a comedian, he's on live TV, so verbal slander is treated differently than written slander in Kentucky. So he's on a little bit safer legal grounds. And because he's a comedian, he said, and he has a history of saying crazy things in general, he has a certain flexibility with what he says. His mistake here was being so specific about a fact. When he said this kid got into the native elder's face. So Mr. Sammons, represented by a very good lawyer out of Atlanta, Lynn Wood, who said he's now evaluating the Bill Maher statements, and I'm sure he will, and looking at it from a third-party perspective, that's a lie by Bill Maher. And it's a very simple lie because the kid didn't get into anybody's face.
And it's a lie once the ultimatum is already out there that we're watching you.
Absolutely. So he knew it was a lie. He just repeats the lie. How would Bill Maher like it if somebody kept going up into his face and following him around everywhere and putting a drum in his face and beating the drum in his face? Bill Maher, I've seen what how he's reacted in other situations. He's run at them. He's run after them. He's attacked them. That's been his reaction. So for him to sit there and attack some kid he still doesn't know based on a video he didn't obviously read, or if he did, he's just lying about it. He either didn't watch it, didn't review it, didn't read what happened, or he simply lying about it. Either way, he's making a false statement about a kid that's verifiably false, that has subjected him to potential litigation.
And they've already had to shut down the school. They've gotten bomb threats. They've gotten death threats. Who are some of the other prime candidates for suits here? I know you want to give away your attack before it happens, but We've got Kathy Griffin. We've got others.
I think Kathy Griffin is a guarantee to get sued because she went out there and said, please dox these kids. Please dox them. I mean, frankly, I don't think that's ever happened before of a celebrity.
And she said, don't think they wouldn't do it to you.
Exactly. These kids have no clue who Kathy Griffin is. So the idea that they would ever dox her is insane. But the fact that she would go out there and call for it, refuse to retract it, refuse to correct it. She did retract one offending tweet when I asked her to do so, but she didn't retract that tweet. So she's on pace to get sued unless she settles it within the next week. The same is true for Maggie Haberman, for the lead reporter for the New York Times, who lied about these kids, misled the world about these kids, called for these kids to be expelled based on a video she had failed to properly vet and read and review. And even when she knew it was false, even when her own newspaper printed that her original version of the story was false, she has refused to correct her personal statement. So she's going to be subject to suit as the lead reporter, the lead White House reporter for the New York Times. In addition, there's going to be others. Matthew Dowd, who's a big commentator for ABC News, one of those sort of fake Republicans, originally from Austin, way back, family from Michigan, got his name to fame by working for the W campaign. And then attacking W got him onto ABC, and now he's sort of their local fake Republican, just like Anna Navarro, who also lied about these kids and has refused to fully retract and correct. She's subject to potential suit. So there's a range of people that we put notice on. There's about a dozen other people that we've given notices to, and some of them have corrected. Many of them have not. And those that have not are subject to suit, and those suits will be filed over the next month if they don't settle.
Do you think this is going to make now this and other groups that help stage these things a little more paranoid, knowing that, hey, conservatives and others are ready to sue you?
That's the goal. The objective is they are so accustomed to facing no consequence, no impact, no effect whatsoever to their reckless, rogue, lawless acts that they have grown too arrogant, and they need to be brought back down to life, brought back down to reality of the situation.
That's right. Let's go back to Stuart Rhodes. He's there at the high school with this big national group, Oath Keepers, a veteran patriot. Needs no introduction here. Again, because your audio was breaking up earlier, recap why you're there, the operation you guys have launched.
Well, yes, we're here to stand for the students and to stand against terrorism, basically. They have a right to free speech and assembly and association, and they should not be threatened with death. This is disturbing that we haven't talked about this in this country, that the school children being threatened with being murdered because they dare to be pro-life or wear a MAGA hat on their head. And it's directly because of the slander and libel of the mass media in this country, this is happening. So Mr. Barnes is correct. They need to be called out and held to account for it. And frankly, there should be prosecutions as well for terrorism. This is what this is. The use of force, threatened use of force for political ends, which is exactly what Antifa has been doing for 2 years now, but now it's being applied to children. And frankly, it's at once no surprise because of the pattern of the left, but also disturbing. This is where we're at now in this country.
Now, stay there. We're going to come back next segment with both of you, because I should also say, you're not just a veteran and everything else, a great patriot. You're also a constitutional lawyer, award-winning as well from some of the same universities as this guy. So we can get two constitutional lawyers' take on this perspective about how crazy, because conservatives and nationalists and patriots, we're not drama queens. But when you pull back, these are high school and middle school students who are also there being death-threatened. The media is ganging up on it, saying they still deserve it a week and a half later. That is sensational. That is sensational.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's scandalous. I mean, what they did to these kids, what they're willing to do to your kids, to anybody else's kids, that's the frightening thing, and that's the real message here. The message is we can destroy your kids' future, everything about your kids' future. Not only can we make their life a living hell now with death threats and personal threats and the rest, we can jeopardize their college admissions, we can jeopardize their future employment, we can jeopardize everything about their future.
They're telling you, you support Trump or make America great again, we're going to ruin your life. What a dangerous authoritarian group. Democrats in Congress saying ban the MAGA hat, the MAGA hat. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We are the tip of the spear, and only are here because of your support.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's THE best EDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes here, and we've got constitutional lawyer with us as well, Stuart Rhodes of Oakkeeper. He's on the ground at the Covington Catholic School there in Kentucky. And I was asking this question of Robert earlier. I want to ask you this, and then your article at oathkeepers.org goes through these new thought crimes of just standing your ground, smiling confidently is a new hate symbol. You're a constitutional lawyer. You're a father. You're a veteran. You know, you've been around the block. You work for Ron Paul. So you've seen a few things. What is the vitriolic, foaming at the mouth hatred coming out of the left and the branding of anybody white as bad? I mean, it's just so crazy out of the left. What do you think their end game is, and why do you think they're doing it, Stuart?
Well, they're making Orwell's 1984 an actual reality rather than a warning of what not to do. They're using it as a manual, ironically. It's face crime. It's thought crime. And now you can call it hat crime. Not a hate crime, but a hat crime. Wearing the wrong hat. And they want to criminalize all of these things they consider to be, you know, unacceptable and outside of their worldview. They want to demonize it and criminalize it. If they could do it through the state, they will do that. But if they can't do it through the state, they'll do it through private violence, through Antifa and other terrorist organizations like that. But their end goal is to really actualize Orwell's 1984 and make anybody who is not them the enemy. I mean, Trump is Goldstein. And all of us who are Trump supporters, or anybody who wears a MAGA hat, even if they just bought it that day, is considered to be Goldstein's followers who must be demonized and hated and smashed and crushed and burned alive.
That's right, the 10 minutes of hate. In fact, can we pull it up? I forgot to tell you guys. In Arizona, in a restaurant about the blue-collar workers, they have a picture of coal miners coming out of the mine and drinking beer, which you have blackface once you do it. That's what coal miners look like. They also get black lung. They go, oh, we want this down. This is racist. So everything is projected onto this, and it just gets crazier. Meanwhile, all of us are losing our privacy rights. We're losing the right of our sovereignty. We're losing all of these things. That's up on newswars.com. What do you think the control corporate left is trying to do here, Robert Barnes?
I think it's, well, my 21-year-old son put it well. He's not even very political. He's not like, you know, conservative or libertarian or an activist at all. He's just a gamer. And he said, I think the world is telling me after he saw the Covington story, I'm supposed to feel bad just because of the color of my skin and the gender I was born with. And that's been the message. The message is feel bad for who you are. It's like a bad version of a Tom Wolfe novel. It's like Tom Wolfe on LSD. And it's the insanity of it. And the message is you cannot be yourself. You can't trust yourself. It's to destroy and to wreck and obliterate the past.
To kill male confidence.
Absolutely. To because this has been one of the last places, disproportionately, white men politically are advocating for traditional causes and traditional ideas in various forms of the political atmosphere. So they see that as a threat. So how do you demonize that threat when you can't debate the ideas, when you can't debate Jordan Peterson, you can't debate Stefan Molyneux, you can't debate Mike Cernovich? What do? You demonize them simply because of the color of their skin and their gender. And it's so ironic because it's exactly against what King taught. King's whole, one of the greatest Americans in American history, political history, social history, is Martin Luther King. And what he taught was not...
Because he tapped into Americana.
Absolutely. He said, let's judge our whole dream, our whole ideal, our whole democratic structure is built on the presumption that we will recognize people for the content of their character, not the color of their skin. As a little kid, I had all those those little cassette tapes. I had all of his speeches, all of his sermons. I used to listen to them all the time. Saved up what little money I had just so I could listen to them as a kid, as a 12, 13, 14-year-old. And we are what the left is doing is demonizing his legacy, destroying his legacy.
Well, have you heard universities are actually taking his bus down? Because he didn't mention LGBT. That wasn't even an issue then.
Which is insane. It's when Martin Luther King, when you have to remove him from your icons, then you clearly have lost your sense of direction.
But King was kind of the end of the whole Christian Renaissance movement, the Enlightenment, what the abolitionists had done to try to speak to America's soul to do the right thing. And the left betrayed that whole deal and is now juxtaposing, trying to turn the minorities into the very same paradigm we fought to reverse, Stuart Rhodes.
Absolutely. They are the ones who are racist and racially focused with identity politics. And as Mr. Barnes said, they're now attempting to demonize everyone with white skin as a political weapon against their political opponents. And, of course, you know, Thomas Sowell and other conservative black people don't get a pass either. They're considered Oreos, and they're demonized as well. But it's all about identity politics as a weapon against the West and a weapon against our constitutional republic.
What do you think's coming next, Stuart Rhodes?
More violence. I expect the Weather Underground-style attacks to be commencing soon. I think the left is eventually going to go fully kinetic and kill somebody. That's why we're here. I think the school is being secured now by Homeland Security and the local police pretty effectively, but we feel duty-bound to offer our protection to the students going to and from school and also at their homes if they need it. And Mr. Barnes, same goes for you. If I know you're under a bomb threat, we have members in California, retired cops there, who are willing to step up and protect you if you need it.
And by the way, we have the paper protection here now. It's like we're being, again, drama queens. look at Tucker Carlson had to basically move out of his house. I won't get into specifics, but there was not just the threats you saw on TV. They've had to leave, and that's inside baseball. That's where we've gotten to this country.
Absolutely, and especially once the media starts to green light this kind of violence. That's why it's very problematic when people like Reza Aslan go out there and talk about punching him in the face. Very problematic when Kathy Griffin says, let's dox these kids. Very problematic when...
She said, I'll give you sex. It's a classic thing, like a woman. You can have me if you go after that son of a bitch. I mean, that's like offering money on the table. An attractive woman says, I'll have sex with you. Go out there and attack people.
Well, I mean, that was a young, self-described Saturday Night Live writer who was saying those kind of comments. So that's terrifying.
By the way, what would happen if somebody walked up and knocked her teeth out? I'm not saying do that. Oh, it'd be a woman's attack. It's horrible. The media would ignore it. She called for it. So under common law, under common sense, she's fair game. I'm not saying do it, but what would happen if somebody knocked her in the teeth?
I think what they want is violent conflict. They want the excuse and the premise and the pretense to be able to demonize these groups, to be able to strip them of their liberties, strip them of their rights, strip them of the audience's right to listen to whom they want, where they want, how they want, because their goal is mind control, thought control, idea control. You have to think like them. It's very much like the Inquisition era of the 15th century. They see any heretics as dangerous. They need to be burned at the stake. They need to be censored, shamed, and banished. They need to be isolated. They're building their own wall, and you can only think what those inside the wall say you can think. And if you don't, then you'll be banished or destroyed. And it's part of a pattern that it's deeper and more pernicious. And it just reached out when everybody was shocked by it because they said, if they could do this to a bunch of kids, Catholic school kids, who are trying to do the best they can under difficult circumstances, then they can do it to anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Well, that's right. Maybe we can pull up that famous Roman statesman quote, Cicero, about the enemy within being the plague. Because, Stuart, you're a historian, not just a constitutional lawyer, a smart guy. In closing, how do we stop this? Because clearly America can only fall from within, but our milk and honey has caused a lot of decadence. And so we're getting soft, myself included. But we're still not against the country itself. How do we deal with a criminal cult that really means to take the country over?
Stand up, stand your ground, do exactly what the students did, what Nick did, standing there that day. And then afterwards, he refused to apologize. There was an attempt to pressure him to give in and apologize for something he did not do. So stand your ground. Don't give them any benefit of credence for their positions, because their positions are bankrupt. Be Americans. Stand up and defend your right to free speech and assembly for all Americans, and be consistent about that. And don't buy into the threat. You know, don't counter them with also threatening them. Let them be the ones to show their true colors, which they are doing right now. That's all the more better. So, you know, light sunlight, bring attention to it, and stand your ground, and don't apologize for being Americans and being free.
All right, Stuart Rosehill, you're up there. We'll talk to you again tomorrow if you have time. God bless. We really appreciate you. Oathkeepers.org to see more of what you're doing. Thank you. And I want to just be very clear about this when we come back. Briefly, I'll talk about solutions here, but most times we go out to cover an event, there are no independent media there. That means just a person with a camera and a YouTube account. If you go to any leftist demonstration, you will see the most mentally ill, insane people, setting people up, doing incredibly insane things. And you may have a YouTube channel with 50 followers. It'll have 50,000 after you're done because that video will go viral. But most of the time, there's no one there to catch it. When these people try to set folks up, if there weren't other cameras there catching the setup, it wouldn't have happened. When we come back, I'll show Owen Schroyer yesterday having a psychotic actually attack him and eat his microphone and then smell it and then roll around on the ground like a demon. So that footage is actually coming up. This is mass mental illness. Briefly, because I get so busy, I don't plug. I'm our worst nightmare around here. Folks, we have great products, the very best out there. InfoWarsStore.com. We have three big specials. Turmeric, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 50% off. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, amazing. Stamina Libido Energy, 50% off. X3, all the good iodines, including the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, 50% off. That all ends this Friday because some of those are about to sell out. And the new Turbo Force, Beyond Next Level Energy Drink, and more.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day.